Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb who was slain for us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, as we hear your word this night, may your word be that double-edged sword, and may it penetrate our minds, our hearts, that you work in us repentance and faith and draw us close to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What happens when someone dies? Most all of us have been there by a loved one when they die. What happens when someone dies? Well, usually there's crying, weeping. Family and friends are often there, and sobbing and crying and weeping, and then hugs to each other, and I'm sorries, and more weeping and crying. A prayer or prayers, scripture may be read, comforting, and more crying and tears. The funeral director is called soon, and they come from the funeral home and take the body away, and more crying and tears, and everybody leaves the scene, usually in sadness and quietness. What happens when Jesus, the Son of God, dies? Well, there is crying and weeping, and his body is taken away. But when Jesus dies, there are strange, odd, miraculous things that happen. And God is teaching his people the great importance of the death of his very Son. I note five miraculous, strange, odd things that happen when Jesus dies. There's darkness from noon to three. That's odd. That's strange. There's an earthquake and the rocks split. That's strange. Dead people come out of their tombs in Jerusalem and walk around. That's very, very odd. The curtain in the temple is torn from the top to the bottom. Wow, what a miracle. How much to shock the people. And then from the side of Jesus, when the spear goes in, there is blood and water, John tells us. Kind of odd. Let me, for a few minutes, talk about these strange things that happen and the lessons God is teaching before we hear of his suffering and death and go home in silence pondering and believing. Darkness from noon to three. God is saying to us, pain. That's the catchword for darkness, pain. He's reminding us, teaching us of the incredible, deep, severe pain that his Son is going through. And never take it for granted. Never take it lightly what Christ went through. Our salvation is not cheap. It is free, a free gift. It is not cheap. The darkness reminds us of the mental, psychological, physical, and above all, spiritual pain that Jesus endured all the way to death. Darkness, a symbol of evil. And now all evil is upon Christ, and he himself is evil. It's in him, in his flesh and bones and blood. It's him. He becomes sin. He becomes darkness and evil, the light of the world. You know, Ron Tumeyer, who's joining our church, we were talking this week, and we were talking a little about The Passion of the Christ, the movie out years ago from Mel Gibson that many of us saw. That was quite a gory movie of the death of Jesus. And we were talking about that, and Ron mentioned, Pastor, I don't think that movie even came close to describing and showing the pain that Jesus went through. And I said, amen to that, Ron. No movie can depict it. Darkness means pain. He went through it for you and I so that we have pleasure. You have the earthquake. The lesson of the earthquake is prepare. An earthquake's a sign of the last day. And already we're in the last days. Christ sacrificed himself on the cross. He rose again on Easter. There's salvation. There's forgiveness. And now the end is going to come. Prepare for judgment day. Prepare for your death. Repent now, not later. Believe now, not later. Be baptized now, not later. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Now, prepare. Be ready. Judgment is coming. All you that are tired and you're apathetic, and you're lazy in your faith. You can hardly make it to worship and pray. The earthquake shakes us up. Wake up and repent. Get rid of the laziness and the apathy and follow Christ. Prepare. The dead rising is power. Oh, a vivid illustration of the power of Jesus' death for anybody that would doubt. It's powerful. In his death, he destroys death. The death of death and the death of Jesus. That's a way of saying it. The death of death and the death of Jesus. You can think with me. Death occurs because of sin. The wages of sin is death. And so if you take away sin, there's no more death. And so we learn the power of Jesus' death. He died for our sins. He has taken away sin. He's taken as far as the east is from the west. Sins are atoned for. Sins are paid for. All of them, yours, mine, the world's. And so because there's no sin, it's paid for, dead people rise. It's a little Easter before Easter. A little last day before the last day. I was in Walgreens the other day, I think it was Tuesday, getting a few things. And there was like 9 people in line in front of me. And guess what they were all buying? An Easter basket. And the grass. And the candy. And the jelly beans. And more Easter stuff. We can't wait to get to Easter. And indeed, the dead rising on Good Friday is God saying, I can't wait to get to Easter. When he rises and all people will rise. And the believers to glory. Power. The curtain tearing from top to bottom. The lesson is peace. We have total, 100% total peace with God because of Christ. You perhaps know the curtain was in front of the Ark of the Covenant in the temple. And God was behind that curtain there at the Ark, the holy, righteous fire that is God, the consuming fire that's God. And God put a curtain there, and only the high priest could go back there once a year. The message, stay away. I'm holy and righteous in God, and you're sinful. Stay away or you die. And now when Jesus, the Son of God, dies, the curtain is torn from the top to the bottom. It's ripped apart. Not a little peephole. We're, hey, look at God for a moment. Okay, let's go. Ripped apart. Total peace with the Father. Draw near. Your sins are atoned for. You're the children of God. Nothing to be afraid of. Another way to perhaps look at the curtain is as a bridal veil. And often when a bride gets married, she has a veil over her face. And then when she gets married, either her father takes it up, or the husband takes it up, or whoever takes it up. I don't know. You tell me, Becca, who takes up the bridal veil. You're getting married soon. But we're going to get married. We're one. Face to face. We're one. We're married. And Good Friday is the marriage of the bridegroom and his bride. The Son of God and his church. And so the curtain's ripped away. You can now see me. I see you. We're one. We're together. Bride and groom forever. The marriage of the church in Jesus. And we are his. And we fear nothing as his bride. And the blood and water. Here God is saying how he's going to personally apply it to us. The water baptism. The blood, Holy Communion. This is why the Holy Spirit teaches us of that. It's not just so that we know he dies. He does die, and it is that too. He really did die, blood and water. Wasn't in a coma, he did die. But there's more. This is how the Almighty God will apply it now to all people of all generations. And we here in America, 2,000 years later, living here in America, not over in Jerusalem. We can ask the question, what's it had to do with me? 2,000 years ago, Pastor, way over there in Jerusalem. So what? Nice history lesson. Let's move on. It doesn't apply to me. And God says, yes, it does. In the waters of holy baptism there, you receive forgiveness and salvation. For that is water from the side of the Son of God that will cleanse you forever. And when you take Holy Communion, the body and blood of Christ, there is the blood that will give you new life and raise your body from the grave. It's applied to you. You are God's. You are forgiven. You are loved. You have eternal life. Don't doubt it. Does God care? Look at my baptism. Come to communion. Here it's personally applied to me, and I am saved. What happens when Jesus dies? Weeping, crying, the body taken away, but great miracles. Darkness, pain, don't forget it. earthquake, prepare, be ready for your own death, repent, be baptized. The dead rising, the power of resurrection that comes from his death and his resurrection. The curtain, we're at peace with God, don't be afraid. And the blood and water, it's applied to you personally when you're baptized and when you commune. Praise be to Jesus for his merciful, miraculous death. Amen. Let's rise. May the peace of God, which transforms all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.